Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of the fruit of the Spirit. We're going to talk one more day on the fruit of meekness in your life. The fruit of meekness means that you have strength, you are gentle and mild, and you are divinely disciplined. It is a teachableness. It is a guidableness. It shows one who's totally yielded and submitted unto the Lord and is dependent upon Him. If a person is meek, they've denied self. They're not self-assertive. They're not self-righteous. They're not self-interested. They're not always thinking about what they want, preoccupied with self. Instead, they're going to have the yielded attitude, a right attitude in every situation, a disciplined spirit before God. It certainly is an attitude that promotes victory, and this is what God wants. Remember, meekness is not weakness. It is strength. It is a yielded obedience unto the Lord. Praise God. Jesus was meek and lowly in heart. It was the attitude of kings. If we're meek, then we're denying ourselves. He must increase and I must decrease. That's a statement of meekness. Pride is an opposite. Pride always wants to think about self and assert its own ways and be preoccupied with what it wants. No, we're not occupied with self. The meek have conquered self. They have denied themselves. In fact, in Psalms 18:35, thy gentleness has made me great. Gentleness there is the Hebrew word which means meekness. Meekness is what is going to make you great before the Lord your God. The promises in relationship to it, oh, they're tremendous promises. In Psalms 22, verse 26, the meek shall eat and be satisfied. When you're meek, you'll be content. You'll be satisfied because you'll have your eyes upon the Lord doing the will of God. The meek will he guide in judgment and will he teach his way. He guides the meek in judgment. He guides the meek in his way. That shows a teachableness, a guidableness, a yieldedness unto the Lord. The meek shall inherit the earth, Psalms 37:11, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. God wants the fruit of meekness developed in you. It's important for you to possess your inheritance and have the peace of God. In His majesty ride prosperously because of truth, that's the word, and meekness and righteousness. That meekness, that teachableness, dependence, yielded upon the Lord, having the right attitude. In Psalm 76, in verse 9, it says, He saves all the meek of the earth. In Psalms 147, 6, the Lord lifts up the meek. He's going to exalt us in due season. In Psalms 149, 4, the Lord takes pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Salvation, healing, deliverance comes for the meek who are yielded and adaptable unto the Lord. Isaiah 29:19, the meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord. You're going to increase in the joy of the Lord because you got your eyes upon Him. You have not let yourself be preoccupied with self. Zephaniah 2:3, seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought His judgment, seek righteousness, seek meekness. It's something that you seek. It may be you shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. God is going to protect us and guard us from the judgment that comes because of the day of the Lord's anger. It says, seek righteousness, seek meekness. And God's favor, His protection will be upon us. Isaiah 61:1, He preaches the good tidings, the word of God, unto the meek. Those are the ones that are ready to receive the word. They have the right attitude. They're teachable and receptive. James 1:21 says, we receive with meekness the engrafted or implanted word which is able to save our souls. In fact, Matthew 11:29, He says, I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls as you take and learn of Him. Take the yoke upon His yoke upon you and learn of Me, He said. I'm meek and lowly in heart. You'll find rest unto your souls. That's another promise that comes forth for those that will be meek. 1 Peter 3:4, it talks about the meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of God is of great price. God wants a meek and quiet spirit. Quiet refers to one that's fair equitable, and reasonable. And one who is meek is one who has depended themselves. They're dependent upon the Lord. They're yielded unto the Lord. They're submissive to Him. They're strong, but they're gentle and mild, teachable and guidable, and content at the same time. That's what God wants in you. In Matthew 5:5, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. It's going to be an integral part of you seeing the inheritance come forth in your life. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, he talks about how he would come to them. The kingdom of God wasn't in word but in power, but when he came, would he come with a rod, or would he come in love and in the spirit of meekness? No, that's the way we come, with love and a spirit of meekness and yieldedness and mildness and gentleness, praise God. That's what God's wanting to see in our life. In Galatians 6:1, if a man be overtaken in a fault, what are the brethren to do? You, which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Restore in the spirit of meekness. You've got to have the spirit of meekness if you're going to be successful in restoring a person who's been overtaken in a fault. If you don't have that meekness, then you will not approach them with that gentleness, that mildness, that way that is going to minister to them. People that are self-assertive and kind of come across critical, fault-finding, judgmental, condescending, that is the opposite of meekness. Meekness is going to be a lowliness, a yieldedness, certainly a gentleness in approaching people, a mildness in dealing with them. We don't come and rebuke people with a strong attitude. We do it with a mildness, praise God. In Ephesians chapter 1, he talks about the fact of chapter 4, verse 1, he talks about he's the prisoner of the Lord, and he talks about walking worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called. And how do we do it? With lowliness and meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another. That's the attitude God wants in us. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, in verse 23, the Bible says, foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender stripes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. This scripture talks about a person who's gone into captivity and the snare of the devil because they have gone contrary to the word of God. What's the Bible say? The servant of the Lord must not strive. When you're talking to people about problems in their life, don't get into strife. That is a wrong attitude. Strife is of the flesh. Strife is because of pride. It says that we should not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, or long-suffering, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. When you instruct them with the word of God, it must be with a mildness, a gentleness, a yieldness and submission to God, and also with a strength at the same time. And you're not going to be wishy-washy. You're going to speak the word of God and declare it. And as you instruct those that oppose themselves, then God can work in their heart. And it says, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that's the only way they're going to come out of the bondage, so that they can recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who were taken captive by him, the devil, at the devil's will. See, the devil can take people captive if they yield unto him by walking in the ways of sin contrary to the truth. So in meekness, we instruct those that oppose themselves. In Titus chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. If we're gentle and meek, we're not going to be speaking evil of another person. We're not going to be one who is disobedient or causing any kind of rudeness or problems in dealing with people in life. Instead, we're going to be relating to them properly. We're going to be nice and kind and ministering life, ready to minister good things, meek to all men. That's got to be our attitude, gentle and meekness. Don't speak evil. Don't be one who's rude or unmannerly. In James 3, verse 13, who's a wise man endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. If we're going to walk in God's ways, we're going to show our works with meekness of God's wisdom. This is one he knows he has the resources of heaven with him. The meekness shows a dependence upon God. He knows what God's going to do with meekness of wisdom. He has a gentleness. He has a mildness about him. He has a confidence. He has a strength about him as he ministers to the person. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, the Bible talks about how we give an answer to every man with meekness. We always give it with meekness and reverence, not self-righteous attitude when you talk to people about their problems. Instead, you minister to them and give them an answer with meekness in their life. Praise God. Now, meekness is something you have to develop. You study the scriptures on it. Colossians 3:12 says, "You put on, therefore, as elect of God, holy, beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering." It is something that you put on. You need to get in the Word and see what it is and start acting upon it. Keep those scriptures before you. Confess it. Start acting in line with the Word of God on meekness, and you will develop it in your life. In Proverbs 15, verse 33, we see meekness is translated humility, and it kind of comes along with humility, humbling ourselves, being lowly and mild and gentle and dealing with people. And it says, Proverbs 15, 33, "The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility or meekness." Meekness is going to precede honor in your life. Proverbs 18:12, "Before destruction the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility." Here again, this refers to meekness. Meekness and pride are opposites. Because we deny self, that will show meekness in our life. Proverbs 22, verse 4, "By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life." The blessings come for those that are going to be meek. That's humility there. By meekness and the fear of the Lord, God's going to bring forth His riches, His honor, and life to you. The Lord is wanting you to develop the fruit of meekness in you. Get in the Word of God. Start doing what the Word says. Allow His strength, yet His gentleness and mildness and divine discipline to be incorporated into your life. Be teachable, be guidable, be content in all things. Be yielded and submitted to God and dependent upon Him, and deny self and develop the fruit of meekness in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.